successfully started the show. The only question is now how do we get to who the end of the show with nothing to fucking talk about?
Huh. Time travel.
Oh, shit.
God. Your phone's giving us distractions.
Fucking Jawa in my fucking pocket. I forgot to give it a tranquilizer dart. My wife and I are rewatching Venture Brothers. We were watching it kind of like in memoriam of it having been canceled and all, and then a few weeks ago the HBO Max guy tweeted out, you know, that it's not over yet. Thank the maker. But we've been rewatching that, having a really good time, kind of waiting till like December for WandaVision, of course, but two, to rewatch a couple of shows that have got some next seasons coming out next year that we want to podcast here on Cobra Kai. Have you seen all of that yet? Oh, man.
I've never seen the Karate Kid movies all the way through.
You don't need to at all. All you really need to know is that Billy Zabka's character does not like Ralph Macchio's character. Because Ralph Macchio's character beat him in a tournament one time. And they go over that in the show. That's it. You don't really need anything else to watch Cobra Kai. Anyways, the other one I know you don't give two shits about because you're not an anime fan is Dr. Stone. But I am totally stoked about those. And I'm also stoked to say good morning, everyone. One and welcome to LR Mornings today with Kyle and
Nick.
And I don't want to bum everyone out, but I got more like I don't know if it's really that bad or if it's just like, oh, let's try explaining it this way, but I was fucking diagnosed with fibromyalgia yesterday. Yeah, no joke. Fun stuff.
What is that?
Basically unexplainable pain in the body, which I have and have fought and dealt with, you know, crippling my career in addition to the head injury and all that shit. But like I said, I don't want to bum everybody out about it, but requires like different meds and ways of treating things, so maybe they'll help me feel better. Hopefully, maybe we'll see. Yeah.
Sorry to hear that. Yeah, I definitely see commercials for it, which is like, why do I know what that is? Because they have a bunch of ads for those where it's like, try this pill, like consult your doctor if.
Yeah.
Yada yada.
Yeah, it's all right. I'll tell you one thing that's not all right, and that is any fucking thought, dare, any inkling, possible, I don't know, no, but if goddamn Mace Windu shows up in the Mandalorian, I'm gonna be fucking pissed.
He's not going to show up in The Mandalorian. I don't like even the evidence that he might. He's just a dead motherfucker.
Yes. Yes.
Some of them have to die. Boba Fett doesn't die, but you have to kill fucking Mace Windu.
I mean,
that means he's been hiding for two trilogies. Like, he's been hiding throughout an entire trilogy. He wasn't growing up like Boba Fett. He was just like, I'm hiding.
Yeah.
He'll pretend to be dead for like 35 years.
Yeah, yeah. Like, fucking Yoda did and shit. They'll explain it that way. It's like, look, no, nobody ever fucking dies. God damn it. You're making Star Wars, the Marvel Universe, the comics universe. Earth, where nobody dies. No, I didn't believe either fucking Luke. I thought we might hear a Luke name drop. I do think that's a real possibility.
He's training Jedi at this exact moment.
Ben's
still
he?
Too young to train, but I think he sets up the academy pretty fast because Ben's not his oldest student.
I don't know if he's got an academy at five years after.
What else has he been doing?
Teaching Leia.
Oh yeah. That's just one person. You gotta be a teacher to a lot of people. She could have been like his first class.
Maybe she was, and that's how he cut his teeth. Wow, I just really hit the table and made that terrible sound, but I don't know. In the EU, he goes on a search based on like local legends and reports of people that are lucky. He basically, and he hunts down a bunch of force-sensitive people using both traditional, like, detective work like that, and then when he gets close by, of course, you know, reaching out, feeling it out for the force-sensitive
person. Like, X-Men, only Luke doesn't need a little hat.
Yeah.
Luke can do it through the force.
pretty much, and I have no idea how they're doing it in their new canon, but I'll honestly say I don't give a fuck to read any book. I've tried reading too many Disney Star Wars books to literally end the book like it meant nothing. The story meant nothing. We haven't progressed anywhere. The galaxy's no different. Like, nothing fucking mattered because Disney's too goddamn fucking scared to let anybody write something of consequence, lest it should happen in a movie. And I hate that.
Do those books have better graphics and like sound design and stuff?
What?
Meaning when you read them in your head, these books, are they like up to modern standards like Disney's other criteria?
I will say that my books, when I read, I always read like see in real life, I guess. Guess unless I'm reading something known to have been animated, like I tried reading one of those Marvel novels before, like legitimate novels, like then I see like artwork and stuff for characters, but other than that, like, yeah, I always see real life. Why do you not?
Nah, I was joking. It's like, do you see? Is it, you set it in this 80s in your head, or do you set it with Disney special effects when you're playing it out in your brain? Obviously,
you
use the original cast.
Do you have progressive skin, Kyle, or interlace?
Exactly.
Are you 480p or like what do you dream your Star Wars in? Well, I only consume the 20K. OOT and I only consume the OGOT and I consume the best copy I got, which is the Laserdisc rip on DVD. Yep. So
best way to get the original cut.
Yeah, I mean, Despecialized is really, really good. Don't get me wrong. The work put into that is it's amazing and ridiculous. But I guess there's just something about, and I've had this talk with you before when you're like, you were talking some other old movie being released on 4K. I think it was Indiana Jones, maybe.
Probably. Sounds right.
And I was like telling you how I don't care to buy or see a 4K of really, really old movies because it unblends the effects more in my mind, which takes me out of the moment. While you said that doesn't bother you as much, like I'm that guy that can't unsee mistakes once I've seen them, and I'm also that guy that gets like distracted by mat lining and things like that, and so yeah, I don't. Like, I don't need a 4K version of the original. Just clean it up to fit my to fit our current formats and all that shit, audio and digitally, you know, codecs or whatever the fuck, and clean it up that way, clean up the original, but like I don't really need upscaling or anything, dude. I mean, I'm rambling. Nick, say something for God's sake, man.
When you say don't go 4K, just stay where you're at because you won't tell the difference, is that what you're
no just that some
eventually
movies,
it won't be worth it.
Is it basically some older movies, their effects are hurt the higher definition they are. Watching Blu-ray Lord of the Rings is god awful. Gollum sticks out like a video game character.
That's just because that's an older movie. It's less of a problem. But yeah, it definitely is. It's one of the first films I watched footage from on like a... It wasn't even a 4K, but like 1080p or whatever it was, tops. Like,
yeah. Like regular Blu-ray. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It was regular Blu-ray, but it was on like the higher end Blu-ray, and I got like a 4 or 720 or something. This is the 1080 back then. And the Incredible Hulk was on it. And I was just watching it, and I was like, this looks terrible. But at least my TV isn't that good. And I got my first Blu-ray as a floor model at Circuit City because they went out of business. All my first Blu-rays came half price from their movie section.
Oh, no. My
first one was Mission Impossible.
My first Blu-ray player was just like my first DVD player, a Sony... gaming console, yay! Which funny thing is the PS5 will be my first 4K Ultra HD player. So, yay! There
Did you
goes
get one.
Yeah, what's that?
Did you already get one?
No. I'm waiting on Horizon for Forbidden West. That's okay. My pickup point. Like, I think all I'm guessing Horizon has no release date. I'm guessing late 21, early 22. So all of the bugs get out any second or third versions should be out by then. Honestly, like, there's no game for me to pick up right now. Like, I'm happy playing Miles Morales on the PS4. Yeah.
I got a new Zelda game.
Dynasty Warriors thing?
Yeah, I just love that game with my friends, so we're going to play it two-player on Thanksgiving, which you have to do in the same living room, just like when it used to be on PlayStation 2, the Dynasty Warriors. So, it's been fun.
You played a lot of Dynasty Warriors back in the day?
Several. Like, never beating them, because I wasn't the one who owned them, but just playing them with Andrew, like, forever.
hours on yeah. end. That's what those games were about. God damn. There was another great game, and it would be cool if it came out now, both as a game where you can all play together on one screen, if they do it the old arcade style, and then of course you could play it online. But that's Gauntlet Legends. Do you remember mm-hmm. that when it was on the 64 and arcade?
Andrew owned that one too.
Yeah, yes.
I played that a lot.
Oh my fucking god! I would love the shit out of a new Gauntlet game.
Is that the last one?
They had a second one that was on the PS2, but it didn't run as smooth. It didn't play as smooth. I don't know. I just remember enjoying the one on at the arcades and on the 64 a lot more. Definitely.
Yeah.
I could go for that. Zone of the Enders and an old series, kind of like a Resident Evil called Galarians or Galarians, where you use like psychic powers, but you got to take drugs to get the powers. But if you take too much, you can like overload and it's
what's that movie, it's, Project Power.
It's cool.
Oh, Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Well, this came out in the late. This is a PS1 game.
Sounds exactly like Power. This which, if you explain the plot to someone, game. You're like, "Is that a video game? What is that?"
I don't know what old dead game series would you like to see brought back? Can you think of any?
Oh, yeah. Medieval or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It was like a demo. It was the one, like, the four games you got, first level of for free on a PlayStation demo that came with, like, every fucking PlayStation.
They just did.
You got the first Tony Hawk level. You got that. You got a Spyro level. Maybe mm-hmm. Was that all of it? I thought it was the fourth one. It's also the same demos you'd play in store, but like, you actually got to bring it home if you had no games.
Wasn't it that cube game? Like
cube game, medieval,
Tony
Hawk, Spyro, yeah, maybe.
What game did I just mention? You started mentioning
like Worms or something.
The first game that I was bringing up, or you were bringing up medieval.
It was just like a third person game. Yeah, with the sword.
They did an HD remaster on PlayStation Network.
Mm. Still not the same. Plus, I have a PS3. It's probably a PS4 game.
Probably. If I had to put money on it, that was a good game, and I got it done. I haven't played it. Did you play anything like Parasite Eve or Dino Crisis? Or
that was part of the deal. It had trailers on it, including Parasite Eve on that little disc, because I'd seen the ad for it, but like on the system.
What did you do?
I had N64.
Nick, Oh my god.
Mask 4,
god.
I was playing like Banjo-Kazooie and like
So
Mario
how about
64
how about that?
And Banjo-Kazooie. Wait, and what else? There's DK, Donkey Kong 64.
There
just like Banjo-Kazooie with like four characters.
Yeah.
And, like, you know, all the things. Mario Kart.
Any of those that haven't made it to the remake?
Well, actually, weirdly enough, they haven't made a James Bond game in like 20 years or something.
They don't need,
not 20,
need,
like 10
need,
years.
Need to,
but they are making one now. It's rumored they're making one now. It's like,
why?
Really? They used to be one of those a year.
No,
they disappeared.
There doesn't need to be any James, but we got Call of Duty and Battlefield games. Medal of Honor tried to come back, failed. What's that?
Ever heard of Time Splitters? It's like the best single.
Oh, dude, I love Time Splitters.
Time Splitters 2 and Time Splitters 3 not only had like the best in the same room multiplayer experience.
Yes.
Besides like Smash Brothers, but they also, I don't know, they were great. I mean, it was like the single player was great on both of them.
It was.
Because it was made by the same guys who made GoldenEye, the actual.
Oh,
team, not the company.
My friend Matt and I, he used to play All Monkeys and with the one bag and I don't remember what like weapon settings or stuff that we would do, but it was just a mess of like I think like 12 monkeys, like 10 AI and me and my buddy Matt, all these monkeys running
play
around.
Play virus mode with those monkeys. Yeah, it's literally like 12 monkeys.
Yeah.
virus mode was awesome.
It was like every you know, 5 seconds the screen kept popping up, monkey died, monkey has the bag. Monkey died, monkey has the bag. Oh god, Time Splitter. I haven't thought of that in a long time. look you made me do. That's hilarious.
Yeah, see, that's a good one. I mean, I don't see the point of remaking that in this day and age because there's so much other good.
Make it for the single player. Make it free to play. Team Fortress 2 style, you know, where you sell the cosmetics and stuff like that to be all fancy looking, but all of the basic shit you need to play the game is free, and to win the game too is key. That's what's cool about Team Fortress is you can actually earn almost any weapon out there except for like custom, you know, designed ones, but you can earn it for free, but even the stock shit is fine enough to play around and have fun with that game. So I would love to see Time Splitters do that.
I think you couldn't do a single player for free online. So I'd say you attach it kind of like they just attach a stupid story to Battlefield 2, mm-hmm. but then don't charge $60 like they did with Battlefield 2.
Mm. So
because you still want to experience this and like a new, like almost like a Modern Warfare type reboot. Like when that game came out last year, it was actually a reboot of the plot with the same characters. I'd love to just see like a current day graphics, just like you recognize the situation and stuff, but it's like it's a new story, and then you just call it by the original's name, just like they're calling Scream 5 Scream. Just do it like that. It's a remake you don't talk about. It's like Modern Warfare.
Well, that's
kind of what Tony Hawk 1
but,
and 2 are.
But Scream isn't... That's not what Scream 5 is. Scream 5 is Scream 5, and they're just calling it Scream. Missing a perfect opportunity to use the V part of an M as a knife and a V for the Roman numeral V, you know, or something. Yeah, that's just, oh God, what Halloween? There's three fucking movies now, called Halloween. So like Brian, don't make fun of him, but Brian catalogs his movies, and because dude, he's like you, he's got a shit ton of fucking movies, but he's got like collector's editions and things like mm-hmm. that, and so it's a quick way for him to check and make sure, oh, okay, yeah, I already got that version of Blade Runner. He's got like every version of Blade Runner to ever come out. we were just talking about that movie and his index and how he hates putting years next to the titles like that. Halloween 79, 78, Halloween 07, and then Halloween 18. Like, really? That sucks, dude. Like, yeah, it's too stupid. I fucking hate that naming convention.
Yeah, you tell him.
I've been on.
I almost said you tell him, Steve. Dave,
need you to today. It was just Kyle's pissed off day.
Hey, sometimes you just need like a board to bounce off of. I was your board today.
Well, let's go ahead and let you down from the meat hooks, Nick Dahl, and let everyone else just kind of like laugh at Kyle's ranting episode. So. I need to figure out like some funny picture, something to do. I don't know how to do real photo editing to make it look like smoke coming out of my ears. Maybe I'll find like some anime character. They do that a lot. Like when they get like either eat hot sauce or get angry, they like, yeah, I'll find some anime character.
Rabbits. If you give some rabbit some alcohol.
Yep. Absolutely. Oh, love that fucking movie. All right, this has been the nostalgia episode, everyone. Thank you so much for listening. Make sure you guys check out the website lrmonline.com every single day for all your entertainment news needs and opinions. Be sure to subscribe to the YouTube channel. Lots of content there. And the podcast network, wherever you get your podcast from. Literally, we're everywhere. Got a lot of great content on there as well, including something Nick will babble on about right now.
I'm at LRM underscore. No, I'm not. I'm not that anymore. I'm a real man. I'm at Geeky Nick Dahl on Twitter. I'm a real man.
Fuck all and, you guys with LRM fucking handles, you handsy ass bastards.
Hey, I was just taking like an online course about professionalism. I don't tweet professionally, but it's like, don't have an underscore in your name. And I was like, okay. So I'm at Geeky Nick Dahl, and I am on the podcast, Breaking Geek Radio, the podcast, on LRMonline.com.
Yeah, you guys can find me at that Kyle Malone, which I was clever enough to get when I joined up with the website to get that, and then years later find out it's also available to transform Facebook page I had into the same name, so I'm actually on both of those, even though nobody uses. Everybody uses Facebook, but they say they don't. But they still check it. They do. So yeah, I'm there, guys. Thank you for listening to me rant and rave, and Nick cheer me on. We'll talk to you tomorrow.